So several themes or discussions are converging as we examine this notion of the nation. The state as the set of legitimating practices that incarnates obedience or rule. That's one discussion. The notion of world order undergirding the legitimating ideology of democracy, which is but one of many legitimating ideologies, political ideologies, socialism, democratic socialism, communism, dictatorship. Democracy as legitimating ideology defines legitimate politics. That's an important discussion, as we're going to talk about in a second. Thereby containing our political activity. You know, when Plato said, keep the cattle herded. I mean, we've known that for some time, but we haven't discussed how that happens. We're not allowed that discussion. We have to take charge of that discussion. It's a critical one. Another discussion is clarifying that the difference between a world based in uncoerced work and a society that claims it's socialist solely rests in one being without and the other with the state. Important discussion. So we can get clear, is it true that what we want is socialism? Or participatory democracy? And so honing in on the state and what that means and what that is, and how do we develop fully as human beings if there is a state? And what is our priority as living things? These are discussions that clarify, help us refine our picture of what we want for our future. And so looking at these discussions, we're back again to those first two discussions. The state exists to ensure our obedience and to police the limits of political action. Put like that, is what we want for our future another state, another set of masters? Or do we want to be free, like the birds, just like the birds, only better? I mean, that's... What's that word they use? When you have a bias for your particular species. Well, in this case, if we love ourselves, the other species can be free too. Let's put some substance in that saccharine phrase that the healing industries, the psychological therapeutic industries use ad nauseum to disguise the reality that we have a system of class which is antagonistic to our being fully developing living things. And we understandably resist that. And so then the therapeutic industries that serve power rush in to explain, help us understand, you know, why you're challenging authority like that, that it's this or that or the other, anything but power, a system of rule that is illegitimate.